You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Human Rights Commission has welcomed a report published by the State Services Commission that suggests the public sector needs a more diverse workforce. The report showed that while the overall gender pay gap was reduced by 0.5%, pay for women of colour remains disproportionately low. Martha spoke to Equal Opportunities Commission Dr. Jackie Blue about the report, and I started by asking what the government needs to do to improve diversity.
Well, I think the publishing of the data is high quality. Each year gets better and better, and this year they've added in an interactive web tool so you can slice and dice the data. But you're right, it absolutely shows we are still way behind in diversity, and we're having the same discussions that were evident a decade or more ago. So the time is for action and to improve those stats which have come through. We've got stats such as, and generally speaking, I think the stats show that ethnic groups tend to be populate and then be employed in the lower echelon, lower paid groups rather than the higher groups, hence we have such big gender pay gaps and ethnic pay gaps that are evident and not improving, and some are going in the wrong direction. So the time is for action, and today I happen to be at a diversity and inclusion workshop to address that has been run by the State Services Commission. And so I'm really hoping we get some really practical measures to start seeing good outcomes. And certainly I congratulate the State Service Commission. They've made this a priority and they want to address it. And the data and how it's captured and how we can look at it so thoroughly, I think, is a great way we can use as a benchmark and look at how progress is made.
So as you'd kind of mentioned before, this is a historical problem. It's kind of, have you seen this in the past, this kind of trend?
Yes, it is. I mean, basically, we know that the workforce is predominantly Pākehā, though in Auckland that is changing quite rapidly with the demographic changes Auckland is undergoing. It's sort of happening by osmosis, if anything, but even that's not good enough. Across the board, across around the country, we have more white people in the workforce, and particularly in those higher paid roles, those senior management roles.
I mean, other than that, which is a huge issue, but what are the kind of the most concerning aspects from the report?
Well, I think that when you look at the salary difference between a Pacific woman and a European man at extremes of the spectrum, the salary difference is over $25,000 or a 30% gap, and that just sort of highlights how vulnerabilities compound. I'm really concerned to see that even young public servants in the 25 to 29 age group, there is a pay gender gap of around 4%. There shouldn't be a zero gender pay gap. There should be no difference. But that's actually doubled in the last couple of years. And we know that if you start off with a gender gap at the beginning of your career, it just explodes and balloons out over that career unless it is reined in. So they're not yet able to publish disability data of their employees. They are working on this, and they have a working group looking at definitions and so forth. But I'm frustrated that hasn't happened yet, and we need to know exactly the number of employees with disability, because diversity in the workforce not only is ethnicity, it's not only gender, it includes age, it includes LGBTI, and of course it includes disability. So we need to get these stats to know where we are at, so we can help and then put measures to improve those.
What solutions could be provided for this?
Well, I think looking at the ethnicity diversity, which is an issue, and everyone agrees that it is, but in Auckland it seems to be an improving picture. I think we have a situation, they need to look at the hiring of employees. They need to look at what biases are in play, conscious or unconscious. I know the State Service Commission has been looking at blinding CVs so that when they get to see, they don't know who that person is, what their gender is, or even what their ethnicity is, so that they go purely on their CV. At the hiring stage, you can actually ensure that there's women on the hiring panel or there's a bit of diversity as far as ethnicity goes. Unfortunately, Olivia, you get like hiring like, because we all like to feel comfortable, so we tend to pick people who look like us and sound like us. So if you've got a predominantly male white interviewing panel, you're going to get more white males. And that's a generalisation, but we know it does happen. So there's a lot of practical things that can be done, and they need to bring what's working well, wherever it is in New Zealand, in the public sector, in the private sector, bring it in and really amplify it so we can make those changes.
The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.